all their wealth and all their little ones, and their wives took they captive, and spoiled even all that was in the house. And thou say in thine heart, My power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And thou shalt see an enemy in my habitation in all the wealth which God shall give Israel, and there shall not be an old man in thine house for ever. Menahem exacted the money of Israel, even of all the mighty men of wealth, of each man 50 shekels of silver, to give to the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria turned back, and stayed not there in the land. And God said to Solomon, Because of this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. Now therefore give not your daughters unto their sons, neither take their daughters unto your sons, nor seek their peace or their wealth for ever, that ye may be strong and eat the good of the land, and leave it for an inheritance to your children for ever. For Mordecai the Jew was next unto King Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wealth of his people, and speaking peace to all his seed. They spend their days in wealth, and in a moment go down to the grave. If I rejoice because my wealth was great, and because mine hand had gotten much. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase thy wealth by their price. They that trust in their wealth, and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, for he seeth that wise men die, likewise the fool and the brutish person perish, and leave their wealth to others. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth for ever. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinners is laid up for the just. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as an high wall in his own conceit. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth, and hath given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. A man to whom God hath given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanteth nothing for his soul of all that he desireth, yet God giveth him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. This is vanity, and it is an evil disease. And Judah also shall fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel, in great abundance. He called together with the workmen of like occupation, and said, Sirs, ye know that by this craft we have our wealth. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth.